This is the Hockey News Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Hockey News Podcast. This is a very special edition of the podcast for two reasons. One, we're doing a mock entry draft with our draft experts, Ryan Kennedy and Ken Campbell. And the second reason this is a special event is because we are also streaming this on Facebook Live. So if you're watching on Facebook Live, welcome, and here's an unfortunate look at how the sausage is made. All right, so how this is going to work is Ken and Ryan have flipped a coin. Ken is going to go first, and they're going to make the draft picks for every team in the NHL, mostly based on best player available. Trades are allowed, so maybe there will be a few of those. And if you guys are ready, we'll get right into it.
All right, well, Ray Shiro here from New Jersey. Just want to congratulate the Pittsburgh Penguins on winning their second Stanley Cup. I used to work for them, and I probably had a lot to do with that, so good for me. And I just want to thank everybody in Chicago for all the great hospitality you've shown to us and all that stuff. And with the first pick of the 2017 draft, the New Jersey Devils are proud to select from the Halifax Moosets of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, Nico Hischier.
Interesting. A bit of an upset. Ooh. Most scouts had him at number two. Why Hischier for the Devils?
Because this draft is one where I think, and from any of the picks that I'm making on behalf of my GMs, I'm going to probably be going off the board a little bit. I want skill. And I always think that you can get, you can't get skill anywhere but in the draft. And I think this is one of those drafts where the guy that's picked number 15 might end up being the best guy in the draft. So I'm just going with skill. This kid's a great two-way player. May not be playing for us next year. May very well be back in junior. In fact, I think there's a pretty good chance he'll be back in junior. He'll be up with us for a little while. We'll sign him. But we're not going to rush this guy, and I think he's going to be a great player down the road.
When was the last time a number one overall pick wasn't in the NHL the very next season?
Eric Johnson, if I recall correctly. Yeah, he went to the University of Minnesota. He had been with the NTDP, and then, of course, he went up with the Blues the year after.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so I believe that means the pick is in for number two. So, Ryan?
All right, the Philadelphia Flyers are proud to select. Who are we taking?
What's the kid's name again?
Nolan Patrick from the Brandon Wheat Kings. And, yeah, I think that's a pretty obvious best player available for the Flyers. And interestingly enough, if you look at Philadelphia, here's another kid who he probably will make the NHL. I mean, it depends on who he ends up actually going to. But he's a late birthday. He's got great size. He plays a two-way game. He can put points on the board. I mean, the Flyers have a lot of good forwards, so maybe they bring him along a little slowly. Maybe he has sort of a more secondary role to begin with. Maybe they do send him back to Brandon since he did miss so much time with injuries this year. But, I mean, if they do, that's a huge win for Canada's World Junior team and obviously the Brandon Wheat Kings as well. But the Flyers are getting a very good, kind of a can't-miss forward in Nolan Patrick with the second selection.
All right, the pick is in for number three. However,
are you basically Gary Bettman right now?
Boom!
Yeah. Are you basic? Because you'd have to announce the thing. You'd have to announce the trade.
Okay, in that case, I will be Gary Bettman because I'm about the same height. Right. So we have a trade to announce.
Yay!
Woo. The Dallas Stars send the number three pick in the draft to the Las Vegas Golden Knights for the number six pick in the draft.
And the side deal that we made was that they would not choose Jamie Oleksiak in the expansion draft. So here I am, my first pick ever of all time for the Vegas Golden Knights. I'm so excited, and we are very, very excited as the newest member of the National Hockey League to take with the third overall pick from the Owen Sound attack of the Ontario Hockey League, Nick Suzuki. Again, we are building our team on... I'm George McPhee, and I always say that hockey should never be boring. And this guy is not boring. He's an exciting player. He puts up great numbers. He's got great offensive potential. Huge bloodlines. His younger brother, Ryan, is the first pick overall in the OHL draft this year. And I just think this guy could be the next Joe Sakic.
Interesting side note, I've been looking at some advanced stats lately. Nick Suzuki is the best possession forward in the entire draft class.
There you go. Yeah, that too.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
All right, the pick is in at number 4.
Okay, the Colorado Avalanche proudly select from the Brooks Bandits of the Alberta Junior A League defenseman Cale Makar. And to me, this is just a no-brainer because the Avs are desperate for defensemen, and I'm not saying that Makar steps right into the lineup. I think, you know, he's committed to the University of Massachusetts. I think it would do great for him and the Minutemen for him to be there for a year or two at least. But once he's ready, you know, they could have a mini Erik Karlsson on their hands, or at the least, they're going to have the type of transition defenseman that can run a power play, you know, skate pucks out of trouble, great mobility, great mind, tenacious kid too. I think this is just a huge win for the Avs.
Okay, at number 5, the Vancouver Canucks.
The Vancouver Canucks are proud to select from the Spokane Chiefs of the Western Hockey League, Kaylor Yamamoto.
Wow.
Another one going off the board again.
Huge off the board.
I want skill. I want my guys to be able to score. This guy got put up almost, he was 1 point short of 100 points this year. If Johnny Gaudreau can do it, so can this guy. He's 5'9", 160. He's got time to grow. We're going to leave him in junior for a couple of years. He's gonna get bigger. He's going to get stronger. He's going to play in the World Juniors. He's from near Vancouver. He's from Spokane originally.
Yep.
So we think we've got a real winner in this guy, and we're very, very excited about his future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the number 6 pick now belongs to the Dallas Stars.
Okay, so the Dallas Stars, they're going to take Casey Mittelstadt, center for the Eden Prairie Eagles of the Minnesota High School League. Also played for the Green Bay Gamblers of the USHL. This is a type of player where I think he's got a lot of upside, great vision, great offensive skills. And if you're Dallas, you don't need a forward right away. But down the line, he would be great at sort of replenishing the coffers. Headed to the University of Minnesota, so he's going to play some good hockey there. And he'll get stronger. And I think this is a nice value pick for the Stars.
Arizona Coyotes with the first pick, 7th overall in the draft, are proud to select from St. Cloud State University, centerman Ryan Poehling. Again, going off the board a little bit, he's ranked probably middle of the first round. But this kid was a true freshman this year, came right out of high school and played at St. Cloud State. Didn't play a lot, but showed a lot when he was able to play. We think this guy's going to be a great two-way centerman for us. We think he's going to be able to move up and down our lineup and probably be our second or first line center if he can develop a little more offense, and we think he's got the size and the ability to be able to step in a couple of years. Again, another guy that we have, you know, he's a freshman. We've got time with this guy, so you know, we'll let him age a little bit, and then we'll bring him into our lineup. And we've got a lot of great young players, and we think this guy will just fit right into that mold.
All right, the number 8 pick belongs to the Buffalo Sabres.
All right, I know Jason Botterill is the GM of the Sabres now, but I'm going to do one Memorial Tim Murray pick.
Please do.
Buffalo selects Miro Heiskanen. And then I leave the stage. This would be a huge win for the Sabres if they got Miro Heiskanen at 8. Buffalo definitely needs defense prospects. Miro Heiskanen, he might end up going first amongst defensemen. It might be Cale Makar in the real draft. It might be Heiskanen. Just an excellent two-way defenseman. Another kid that's super mobile. Played against men this year with HIFK in Finland. He was good for a bad World Junior team. And I don't see him needing too much longer to get to the NHL. I think he'll still play another year or two in Finland. But
the Detroit Red Wings with their first top 10 pick in how long?
20.
Yeah. Okay, so Ken Holland. Okay, so I'm going to get up here and I'm not going to complete one sentence. I'm just going to talk like the first round pick, and I'm here to tell you who it's going to be. And it's going to be a guy that we really like, because why wouldn't you pick a guy that you really like? Anyways, the Detroit Red Wings are proud to select with the 9th pick overall from Dynamo Moscow, right winger Klim Kostin. A guy who is European, so, I mean, we've got to pick him. Secondly, he's a big kid, hasn't had a lot to show this year because he was hurt and he was playing with men in the KHL. But what we see of him, we like. We love his size. We love the way he protects the puck. And we think he can be a frontline guy for us. A lot of people think he's as best cased as Dustin Brown. I think that it could be a little higher than that. I think he's got more offensive potential than Dustin Brown has. And he's a guy that, you know, can be playing for us for 20 years. So that's what we like about him.
All right. The pick is in at number 10 for the Florida Panthers.
Okay, the Florida Panthers are going to select from the Windsor Spitfires center Gabe Vilardi. And for me, this is definitely a case of best player available. I mean, Vilardi, in a lot of drafts, he's ranked as the third pick overall, at worst maybe number 5. He has slid down our draft board, but I think the Panthers will be happy to have such an asset. Great puck possession center. He'll take on a bigger role with the Spitfires now that some of their older guys are moving on. And, you know, still needs to work on his skating a little bit, but it's pretty good to begin with. And, you know, the Panthers don't need him right away, so they get a very nice asset, and I think this will help them in the long term.
Number 11, the Los Angeles Kings are proud to select from the Portland Winterhawks of the Western Hockey League center Cody Glass. Again, a kid who, you know, I mean, really had a breakout year this year in Portland. 94 points, you know, real good setup man. Guy that reminds us of a little bit of Mark Scheifele. Got cut from the Ivan Hoeinke team this year. So, you know, really was a motivated guy who I think really was out to prove a lot of people wrong. And I think he did. And, you know, he's got good size. He's got good range. And again, he's a guy that we can let him season for a while.
Okay, the number 12 pick belongs to the Carolina Hurricanes.
The Carolina Hurricanes select Owen Tippett from the Mississauga Steelheads. I like this pick for Carolina because he's a big body, he's fast, he's got a great shot. You know, still needs to work on his play away from the puck, but when I look at Carolina, I see a team that has excellent defense and still more prospects coming on the blue line. They have, you know, some nice players up front, but I think Tippett would give them a really nice option. You know, him and Julian Gauthier, I think, would be really fun to have on your roster in a couple years down the line. And you know, he'll go back to what's going to be a very good Mississauga team next season and perhaps go for an OHL title. So I think it's another nice chip for GM Ron Francis to play with.
He's a guy that I think probably has dropped the most, right, Ryan? Like, well, I mean, Vilardi's dropped the most, but I mean, maybe from the beginning of the year, because people were talking about Tippett being top three pick.
Yeah, sort of in top three or four.
And I think this may be the way it actually plays out in the draft, too.
I wouldn't be surprised.
There's every year there seems to be a guy that, you know, that drops, and like the Cam Fowler thing happens, right? You keep going like, when's this guy going to get picked?
Yeah.
And I think that may be the case this weekend in Chicago. I think Tippett might be that one guy that drops off the board a little more than everybody expected.
And interestingly enough, it's not always a harbinger of bad things, because Jacob Chychrun was that guy last year, and he went straight to the NHL and hung with the Arizona Coyotes the entire season. So sometimes it's just about draft boards and different things coming into play that we didn't anticipate. So it's not always an indictment of the player themselves.
All right. So where are we at?
Winnipeg.
We're at number 13 to the Winnipeg Jets.
All right. Well, the Winnipeg Jets are proud to select from the Kelowna Rockets of the WHL, right winger Cole Lind. Lind is a guy that I think he's an acquired taste. I think you gotta watch him a lot to appreciate what he can do. I think that, you know, he's a guy that's got a lot of filling out to do. He's like 6'1", 173. He's got a long way to go physically, but he's one of these guys that you just, it seems to me, the scouting reports that I've seen on this guy, it's that you go in, you look, and then you wonder why you like the guy so much, but everybody leaves liking him. So I really think he's a guy that can mature his game over the next couple of years in Kelowna, which is great place to develop.
Definitely.
It's a great place to develop NHL players. So we just think that, and he's from Shaunavon, Saskatchewan, where Haley Wickenheiser's from. So if he can be as good as she is, then we're laughing.
There you go.
All right, at number 14, the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Okay, as Steve Yzerman, I'm going to take defenseman Timothy Liljegren from Rögle in Sweden. This is a player that at one point we thought might go number two overall before the season began. He was the number one blue liner coming in. Had an up-and-down season, had some struggles, played on a couple of different teams, battled some adversity health-wise. But I think the Lightning can take a bit of a gamble on a player that has a pretty nice upside. You know, he could be a very good offensive defenseman. And based on where the Bolts are now, they don't need someone right away. They need someone a couple years down the line. And I think Liljegren could pay off handsomely for them.
Okay, we have a trade to announce. The Vegas Golden Knights receive the New York Islanders pick at number 15 in exchange for Mikhail Grabowski and some kind of side deal where they may or may not pick someone.
Right, probably where they pick Kuhlman instead of Bailey or Nelson.
Yeah.
Though there was a report today that Kuhlman is not maybe the designated player.
Oh, okay.
But,
all right.
Well, let's just pretend.
Let's pretend. Yeah. Nevertheless, the Vegas Golden Knights are on the clock at number 15.
All right, well, the Vegas Golden Knights, with their second pick of the first round in this draft, are pleased to select from the Sioux City Musketeers of the USHL, Eli Tolvanen.
Mm.
He's a kid that was a point-a-game player in the USHL this year. He's a dynamic talent. Kind of what was a was well, we're not going to sugarcoat this. He was a bit of a disappointment in the World Juniors, but we think he's got time to be able to round out his game. He's going to Boston College next year, another place where he's either going to play there or we may direct him towards the Oshawa Generals of the Ontario Hockey League, because we think that might be better for his development. But we'll leave that up to him. But either way, whether he goes to Boston College or whether he goes to Oshawa in the Ontario Hockey League, he's going to be going to a place with a good, solid program where he's going to be able to develop. And we think this guy can be a real offensive force in the NHL.
Okay, the 16th pick belongs to the Calgary Flames.
Okay. As GM Brad Treliving, I choose Michael Rasmussen from the Tri-City Americans of the WHL. Got a good Western boy here. Rasmussen's got great size. This is sort of player where, you know, he's got some nice hands for a big man, got great reach, can be a net front presence. But at worst, you're looking at a second or third liner here. You might not be getting a first liner. Maybe nobody in this draft will turn out to be a first liner. But with Rasmussen, I feel this is like a nice safe pick where a couple years down the road, if he's slotting in behind Monahan and Backlund, then you've got yourself a pretty nice center core. So Rasmussen's the pick.
Okay, at number 17, the Toronto Maple Leafs.
The Toronto Maple Leafs are proud to select from the... Got to check here. I'm going back a bit here. Okay, from Muskegon of the USHL. Goaltender Keith Petruzzelli.
Wow.
Petruzzelli. Again, here we are in Toronto. We do things a little differently because I'm Lou Lamoriello, so we do things a little bit differently. We think we've got and I think the rest of the hockey world will agree with us when we say we've got enough good young talent up front. We're going to go out and we're going to find some defensemen. What we need is a goaltender of the future. We've got Frederik Andersen, but by the time, you know, by the time this guy's ready to go, he's going to be a little long in the tooth, I would suggest. And we're going to need somebody to pick that up. We think this guy could be the best, the next Ben Bishop or Devan Dubnyk. He's 6'5". He's 180 pounds. He's got a ton of filling out to do, and he's got a ton of developing to do. So he's gonna be fine. And you know, he's off to college next year. He was at 15 and 16. He took his team to the Massachusetts state title, which is a huge, huge deal. We think he's got a good pedigree about him. He's a couple of years away, which we don't mind. We're happy with that, and we just think we've got our goaltender of the future here.
All right, the pick is in for the Boston Bruins at number 18.
Okay, the Boston Bruins are pleased to select from Timrå in Sweden, Elias Pettersson. This is a center with a ton of potential, definitely needs to fill out, very competitive, very smart, and once he turns into a number one center, we are going to trade him in 6 years, because that's what we do in Boston.
Well, okay, so I'm going to be Doug Wilson here and go, shit, son of a bitch, that was the guy I was going to pick. Damn it, that was the next guy on my list. So the San Jose Sharks are proud to select from Frölunda of the Swedish League left winger Christian Vesalainen. Mm. A kid who was outstanding at the under-18s this year.
Yes.
Just had a great tournament. And we just think that, you know, I mean, this guy is a guy that we think you know, he's gone to Finland to play. That's more of a NHL type of environment in Finland than it is in Sweden. They play on smaller rinks. They got to play a little more gritty. And we think that this is a good move for this kid. And we just think that this kid is going to be sneaky good for us. He's a huge, huge body, 6'3", 207 pounds. So we're excited to see him in a couple of years.
Okay, the St. Louis Blues at number 20.
Okay, the St. Louis Blues are proud to select from Kometo Brno in the Czech Republic, Martin Nekas. This is just a good asset. This is a player that, you know, it's got a good motor, nice two-way game. You know, had a pretty good World Juniors and good under-18s. Not so good Five Nations, but scouts are very high on him, and the Blues have a nice pipeline going, and he'll fit in very well.
Okay, at 21, the New York Rangers with a rare first-round pick.
Yeah, where's the stage? Where do we go? Okay, wait a second. The New York Rangers are proud to select with the 21st pick overall. From the Spokane Chiefs of the Western Hockey League, Jarrett Anderson Dolan. A kid who put up a lot of points this year. He's a good two-way centerman. He put up, you know, 76 points this year. Really hard-working guy. A guy we think could be, you know, could be Derek Steppen down the road and replace him in a couple of years in our lineup. So, you know, I mean, he was the captain of the under-18 team for Canada, which, well, you know, I mean, that team underachieved and didn't really deliver. But we think that this kid's got some great leadership qualities. We like his attitude. We like the way he works. And we think he's a guy that can be one of those guys that's good in the room, that's also good on the ice. And that's important for us.
Okay, speaking of rare, the Edmonton Oilers at number 22.
Mm-hmm. It's a long walk up to the stage. The Edmonton Oilers will select from the Kelowna Rockets, defenseman Cal Foote. This is a nice pick for the Oilers. Obviously, they're pretty set up front when it comes to offensive talent, and I think Cal Foote on the blue line. This is Adam Foote's kid, so he's obviously got the NHL pedigree. Nice two-way game. I'd like to see him get faster But we've got some time on that. He can continue to work on his skating. Scouts seem to think that, you know, he's got the drive, that that's not going to be a problem. But what you are getting is a player that can put points on the board. And with his big frame, he can prevent some as well. So Edmonton's very happy.
Okay, the 23rd pick belongs to the Arizona Coyotes, which they acquired from the Minnesota Wild in the Martin Hanzel trade.
And we cannot believe this guy is still available.
Somebody had to say that.
We seriously cannot believe this guy is still available. We think we just got the steal of the draft. The Arizona Coyotes are proud to select with the 23rd overall pick from the Owen Sound attack of the Ontario Hockey League, left winger Jonah Gajewicz. A kid who just, again, I think, you know, I mean, we've already got, you know, we've already got some great young talent, and we're adding to it with, you know, Ryan Poling. Gajewicz and Poling could probably play on the same line together. This guy is used to playing with a good center. He played with Nick Suzuki in Owen Sound, but the sense we get from our scouts and from the people we've talked to is that, you know, this guy played with Nick Suzuki, but he didn't ride on Nick Suzuki's coattails. He got 46 goals. He got more goals than Owen Tippett did this year. You know, almost a 50-goal season. A guy that just, you know, really makes his own chances, makes his own luck, makes his own game, and just a hardworking guy with good size who we think is going to be an NHLer for a long, long time.
Okay, we have a trade to announce. The Columbus Blue Jackets send the 24th overall pick to the Vegas Golden Knights in exchange for not selecting Josh Anderson or Jack Johnson or David Savard. We shall see.
Yes.
But the Golden Knights are on the clock at 24.
Okay, and the Golden Knights, the first defenseman drafted in team history, is going to be Juuso Välimäki from the Tri-City Americans. I like this pick because I see Välimäki as a pretty safe prospect. Two-way guy, great size, mobile, and he knows Ili Tolvanen from the Finnish national team, so he's already got a buddy in the organization, and I think this would be a nice one for the Golden Knights. They probably don't have to wait too long to press him into service if need be. He's a late birthday, so he's already going to be 19 next season. Another good year in Tri-City, and maybe they'll give him a shot in Vegas.
All right, the Montreal Canadiens at 25.
And again, here I am. Damn it, that was our guy.
Mm-hmm.
That was our guy. Damn you, Vegas guys.
McPherson.
With the 25th overall pick in this year's draft, the Montreal Canadiens are very proud to select from Charlottetown of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, defenseman Pierre-Olivier Joseph. Mm-hmm. He's a kid that, you know, he's pretty raw. He was a rookie this year in Charlottetown. But this guy's a really good puck mover. He's someone we're going to need in a couple of years in our organization. We need defensemen. Usually, you know, you would tend to pick the best player available. But I think in this case, you know, Montreal and our organization, we have to start stocking up on some defensemen because we've traded a couple. We've traded a couple of good ones. And so we think this guy can be a guy who's a real sleeper pick. You know, he was great for Charlottetown. I think they had a good playoff run last year in the Q, and this guy was a big part of it. So we're very happy with that.
Okay, the Chicago Blackhawks at number 26.
Okay. Chicago Blackhawks, since we are better at scouting than most teams, are going to take Elias Andersson from HV71 in Sweden. This is a player that may end up going earlier in the real draft. But if Chicago could get him, just a fantastic two-way guy, and, you know, great speed, great compete level. Didn't put up a ton of points this season, but he was playing against men. The Hawks have a history of finding gems, and they've done pretty well when it comes to European players, and I think they can continue that trend with Elias Andersson.
At 27, the St. Louis Blues, with the selection they received from the Washington Capitals in the Kevin Shattenkirk trade.
All right. With the 27th overall pick, the St. Louis Blues are proud to select from Prague, Sparta Prague, of the Czech Republic, right winger Ostap Safin. A guy that we think, I mean, very limited viewing this year, But he's a high risk pick. We know that he's a high risk pick. We know that he could go one way or the other. We think he's going to go the good way for us. He's probably the wild card of the draft. I think the guy that, you know, a team that has a lot of good prospects already and is kind of set, that can maybe afford to take a chance in the hopes of maybe hitting a home run, would take this guy. And the St. Louis Blues, we think, should be that team. We think this kid, you know, I mean, he hasn't shown it yet, but we think that he's going to develop into a really good player.
Okay, 28th pick belongs to the Ottawa Senators.
The Ottawa Senators select from the Mississauga Steelheads defenseman Nick Hague. This is a big kid with a big shot, great reach. His skating is knock-kneed right now, and he's going to have to work the mechanics out there, because that's going to be a balance issue at the next level. But he's got time to iron that out. And what I'm seeing is maybe in 3-4 years, if you had him and Thomas Chabot on the same pairing, Hague's your shutdown defensive defenseman at the NHL level, and obviously Chabot is your great rushing mobile guy. That could be a fun pairing. Maybe that's the second pairing behind Erik Karlsson and whoever's left in Ottawa at that point. So that's Ottawa's pick.
Right.
Okay, the 29th pick belongs to the Dallas Stars, which they acquired from the Anaheim Ducks in the Patrick Hughes trade.
Exactly. The Dallas Stars are proud to select 29th overall from the London Knights of the Ontario Hockey League, center Robert Thomas. This is a kid who doesn't, you know, I mean, when you think of London, you think of these like star players with the great offensive potential. This guy's got really good offensive potential, point of game player this year, you know, more of a setup guy than a goal scorer, but a kid who just really embraces structure. Plays really well in a system, you know, can play both ends of the ice, will be willing to do the less glamorous stuff. And you know what? In Dallas, we've kind of gotten away from defensive hockey. This guy, I mean, Hitch is going to love this guy. Mm-hmm. He is going to love this guy. This guy is going to be a dream player for Ken Hitchcock down the road in a couple of years. And we think we've got a guy that can really be a solid anchor for us at both ends of the ice for a long time.
Okay, the 30th pick belongs to the Nashville Predators. Mm.
Now, you might think I'm going to shy away from defensemen because it's Nashville, but no, David Poile
marches
to the beat of his own drummer. And I'm going to go with Erik Brännström, who I believe could be one of the steals of the draft. He's an undersized defenseman, but he is incredibly mobile and smooth. I had one scout tell me he's the closest thing he's seen to Kimmo Tiimonen since Kimmo Tiimonen. And Kimmo Tiimonen, of course, had a huge career with the Nashville Predators. So that works out
pretty
well.
Sounds good.
And I think this player that down the road could be a huge asset for the Preds.
The Pittsburgh Penguins at number 31. Thank you, everyone, for all of your congratulations to us for winning our second straight cup. Pretty awesome that we did that. Nobody's ever done it in like 20 years, so we're pretty excited about that. With the 31st pick, the last pick of the first round, the Pittsburgh Penguins are proud to select from the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds of the Ontario Hockey League, center Morgan Frost. For a couple of reasons. First of all, I know his dad. I know his dad, Andy, who's a rock and roll DJ here in Toronto, and I used to play hockey with him, and yeah. He was the PA announcer at Maple Leaf Gardens. And
are you being Ken Campbell right now, or
Jim Rutherford?
I'm being Jim Rutherford and Ken Campbell. Right. Anyways, no, I'm being Ken Campbell. But I'd like to see Andy to be, you know, to not have to wait till day two to have his kid picked. But he's a good player. He's a smart player. He can make plays. A lot of filling out to do. We got time. We don't need this kid to come in right away, but we think this kid can come in and maybe be another Connor Sheary for us, or maybe be another Brian Rust for us. A guy who can come in and, you know, play with really good players and not miss a beat because he's got such good hockey sense and such a good grasp of the game that he'll be able to jump into our lineup in a couple of years and be able to make a contribution.
All right, well, that will do it for our mock draft. Thanks for joining us. Pick up the draft preview edition of the Hockey News. It's on newsstands right now. And Ken and Ryan are both en route to Chicago for the draft on Thursday, yes?
Yes.
For the draft starting Friday night. Thanks for joining us.